Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air from Talkers.com. Michael Harrison here to comment, as he usually is, on some of the big stories of the week. We have the top 10 rundown. I'm going to do that for a moment or two, and then we'll take apart some of these stories and also get to the behind the scenes, what's going on in the world of conversation, the spoken word formatted stations, et cetera, et cetera. And some interesting things, again, behind the scenes things that are pretty interesting. First, though, the stories, the topics, if you will, from number 10 to number 1.
Number 10.
Number 10 this week in the story list from Talkers.com. What's going on in the world of sports talk radio, Major League Baseball action, the suggestion that the coach of the team that said something about Cubans ought to get fired, all of that stuff is part of number 10.
Number 9.
Syrian violence and what's going on in the Middle East, number 9 this week.
Number 8.
Facebook has bought Instagram for $1 billion. Lots of conversation about that.
Number 7.
The North Koreans and their rocket test.
Number 6.
European economic situation, the tensions because many of the governments don't have enough money.
Number 5.
The discussion of Obamacare still before the Supreme Court and whether or not they're going to throw it out or keep it in, all that stuff keeps the pot boiling there.
Number 4.
The stock market activity this week is a result of the weak job growth numbers.
Number 3.
Mr. Zimmerman has been charged in the death in Florida.
Number 2.
The situation with the Grand Ole Party and who's on top of the list.
Number 1.
And Rick Santorum, having said what I just did, getting out of the campaign, that's number 1. On the people side of things.
Number 10.
Ann Romney.
Number 9.
Mark Zuckerberg.
Number 8.
Hillary Clinton.
Number 7.
John Boehner.
Number 6.
Paul Ryan.
Number 5.
Trayvon Martin.
Number 4.
George Zimmerman.
Number 3.
Rick Santorum.
Number 2.
Mitt Romney.
Number 1.
Barack Obama. Nothing new there, Michael. Barack Obama seems to be on the top of the heap. A lot of people criticizing some of the talk radio conversations about George Zimmerman and Trayvon Martin. Nothing new there. It just is the polarizing. It's the same as the left versus right, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just an ongoing story. And I think what needs to happen is that the public needs more information before this story can go to the next level. It's all been rushed to judgment. It's all been media speculation. And certainly a lot of political and racial footballing.
Well, it's been a blurring of the lines between the so-called news media and the conversation slash opinion media, which would be talk radio and talk television. These people, there's so many lines that have been crossed now, and this is a perfect example of how that kind of coverage is not in the best interests of the people that are directly involved.
Yeah, and those lines have been blurring and getting more and more blurry as time goes by anyway, which is just what we don't need in this case. We do need, and I say this over and over, I love conversation radio, and I love opinions, and I love editorialing, and I love, how's that verb, editorialing, and how about, punditry. Mm-hmm. But we should also have journalism, and I think that what we need in this country is to look at journalism as a respected craft, and hold journalists to very high standards.
Well, most of them are not high-quality people. The conversation this week on some of the talk radio stations in the Midwest about Milwaukee radio and television station employees trying to be politically involved with a recall for the governor there. I mean, how can they be so blatant? Or are they just that badly trained or that disconnected from reality that they think nobody's going to call them on it?
Yeah, well, the problem is that journalism has migrated over to the entertainment part of the equation and survives in a corporate and a commercial world. Now, I'm a realist. I understand that. But when your journalism, whether it's a newspaper, whether it's a news department in a television station or a network, survives by ratings and revenue, and, well, what happens is you start to do stories that you think will get you a bigger audience, as opposed to stories that will attract an audience of people interested in the truth. And that's the problem.
Yeah.
Once you start playing to the ratings and once you start playing to the commercial marketplace, as a journalist, it taints what stories you choose, not only how you cover them, but what you choose. There's a tendency to say, let's not get into that. It's kind of boring, even though it may be important. Let's talk about this. Let's write about this. People will be interested. And then you start to have gossip, and you start having entertainment news and opinion, sensationalist opinion, which is very entertaining and an important part of the marketplace of ideas. But you do need to have dedicated reporters and writers who try to be as objective as possible in bringing the facts and uncovering the facts and explaining the facts to their people, to their audiences, their readers, the American public. And when you lose sight of that, that is a very important part of a free society operating effectively, you develop, I'm sorry to say, a nation of morons. Yeah. And they begin to vote that way. They don't question politicians. They don't hold their feet to the fire. They don't hold them to their promises. They don't even know what the issues should be. And people start voting for candidates the same way that they choose their reality TV stars. It becomes a blur between show business and reality.
Yeah. And to speak to that, let me go one more step here, sort of from the inside, but people look to you to discuss what goes on in the media. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers.com. You mentioned the term ratings and revenue, which probably isn't a strange term for many of the people who are listening to this. Again, folks who listen to this program seem to be really devoutly dedicated to following the spoken word formats, and what's going on behind the scenes is part of it. So I would bring this to your attention, to the attention of the audience, just because I want them to know, frankly, what has been the impact of the Rush Limbaugh, so-called Rush Limbaugh flap with Ms. Fluke, and the stations that have rallied around advertisers who say, no, we don't want to be a part of any of this stuff. The whether Limbaugh was hurt financially or not, there are other broadcasters who have been, and I don't mind saying that I'm one of them. I found out this week that because of edicts now from advertisers who say they just don't want to be in this atmosphere, has cost many of us tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars, because the agencies want to avoid this kind of stuff. And Limbaugh seems to be kind of just immune to the criticism. It's just, oh, well, that's part of doing business. But yet the other people who aren't part of that company, who aren't part of the deal and have nothing to do with it other than we make our living using our mouth the same as he does, are taking it in the chops.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. And that's why I call it economic terrorism.
Yeah.
When there's organized efforts to boycott certain shows because you disagree, what happens is, not only does the show you disagree with get hurt, or in the case of a Limbaugh, not get hurt because he's so big, but smaller ones that are held responsible for just being associated with it by being on the same station or being called conservative or being called controversial or being called political, they, who need these sponsors desperately, they don't have the momentum that a big operation like Limbaugh has. They live from rating book to rating book. These are the ones that go broke and suffer, and they didn't even do anything to cause the controversy or to have anybody be upset with them. They're painted with a broad brush. It's not a good thing. I would encourage any of these organizations out there that are spending hundreds of thousands of dollars to bring down Rush Limbaugh and to shut up the kind of radio they don't like, rather take that money and support the kind of radio you do like. Put money into the sponsors and put money into the advertising on the progressives, on the ones that you do like, because they need it. That would be an honest, productive use of political organized influence over the media.
Excellent idea. All right, one final item here. The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has had to deal with whether or not the public radio stations, I guess public television as well, can carry, they don't run advertising, but support, if you will. Some of the public broadcasters have been asked to take you know, as they do for others, you know, this program is supported by a gift from whomever, Joe Blow's Toyota store. So now politicians want to get in on the act, and apparently it's going to be okay.
Yeah, it seems that way. There is controversy over it, and there is resistance to it. And once again, another part of our media that has been clear of political money influence is now being infiltrated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, public broadcasting, again, you'll hear now items, you know, All Things Considered, made possible in part by a grant from the Mitt Romney campaign. Or the,
right,
right?
Exactly.
I mean, listen to that.
What a hoary society we're becoming, huh?
Everybody's for sale, yep. All right, anyway, that's the way it'll shake out. So pretty interesting
things. Can I get in trouble for saying that?
No, not at all. No, but that's the way it is. Michael Harrison telling it the way it is. He's the editor and publisher of Talkers.com.
I think I've heard it all.
Rhonda Collins, TurboTax CPA.
I've been doing taxes for 25 years, and I've answered a lot of tax questions. I still do, right here at TurboTax. Say you're using TurboTax and you have a tax question. You can call or chat online with a CPA, enrolled agent, or tax attorney to get the answers you need. And the best part is, it's free.
File today at TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
At Quicken Loans, we provide you with state-of-the-art online tools, like our app for your smartphone, MyQL Mobile. This means that if you work with a mortgage lender other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with someone who doesn't use state-of-the-art online tools. Let me demonstrate. Can I upload my mortgage documents with your mobile app?
No, sorry. We don't offer mobile apps. I didn't realize appetizers were mobile.
Are you using a typewriter?
Why, yes, I am. We just upgraded from Carrier Pigeon.
So I take it you don't offer your clients the latest and greatest technology.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
Industry-leading tools like MyQL Mobile to get you through your loan process with speed and ease. One more way Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school, beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma, or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Master Sergeant Roy Aldridge, Korean prisoner of war, April to September 1953.
I just talked about that on MIA POW Day. To me, that's the prettiest icon in the world. Prettier than any girl you ever want to see. Prettier than my wife. Prettier than my daughters. The flag of the United States of America. Everybody wants to come. And we've all dedicated ourselves today, even though we're every veteran will die for those colors to keep them flying. It's the prettiest icon in the world. It's the flag of the United States of America.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Attorney Stephen J. Wiseman, consumer finance expert, a man who understands scams and has a website, as a matter of fact, called scamaside.com, here to comment on some of the legal issues this week that are covered by our talk radio review. Perhaps a good place to get started is trying to understand, Steve, what the actual charges against Mr. Zimmerman are and how the attorney there, the state attorney, sort of politicize this. That's my view. I don't know that it's yours. What's your read on the situation at the moment?
I was surprised. First of all, what I wasn't surprised in was the fact that she didn't take it to a grand jury, because apparently that is the history of this particular prosecutor. She doesn't do it. She prefers to make the decisions on her own unless there's a great deal of further investigation that she's going to use the grand jury for. So, unlike a lot of prosecutors who do that for political reasons, where they can kind of dodge some of the responsibility by saying it's the grand jury's decision, she did take it on herself. That being said, I was very surprised that she came up with a second-degree murder charge, because it did seem that in this case a manslaughter charge would be much easier to bring. And one could say that she was pandering to certain elements of the community by upping the charge, but she certainly did make it much harder on herself. Now, granted, a jury can decide to convict of a lesser charge, but it's the kind of thing where it's a pretty risky move on her part to what many feel is overcharge in this matter.
Overcharge. So if that's the case, is that purposeful? Is the intention to not have this guy have to go to jail?
You know, I can't read into her mind, but anything is possible. From what I've heard, she's a pretty stick-to-the-book kind of person. She must feel that she has evidence to create an intent here. Now, one of the things with that stand and defend, which they do have in Florida, there's going to be some arguments that by him pursuing, this is Zimmerman, pursuing after he was told not to pursue, that diminishes his right to use the stand and defend. But that, again, is going to be up to the jury to determine as a matter of fact rather than law.
Huh. So it's complicated in a sense. But does this answer the charges from those who are advocates on the other side?
You know, it may or may not, because again, at this point, we haven't seen what the evidence is. And my biggest concern is it's tough to do a crime investigation this late, and the initial investigation appears to be not done in a fashion that would have provided all of the evidence that would have been needed. So what's going to happen is, I think this is a case that is going to have to rely a great deal on eyewitnesses, and eyewitnesses are some of the most unreliable sources of evidence. So this is not going to be a CSI kind of thing that we see on television. It's going to be a he said, she said, and I think when all is said and done, there's going to be a lot of doubt over whatever the verdict is.
All right, next up, the status of our discussion of health care legalities. I'm surprised this is still going on. After how much time? We've had 3 weeks since the Supreme Court had their hearings. I mean, what the heck? Why is this still going on?
You know, that's pretty much their norm. They will, even if they have already had, which they probably have had, their initial meetings, their initial votes, what the Supreme Court will do is they will circulate a number of draft opinions back and forth, and even then there will be some dickering and bartering for votes. There are a lot of us that feel that what's going to happen, and we don't really know, is that there will be a knockdown of the requirement of purchasing insurance, but that other parts of the bill will stay. Whether that's enough to allow the whole bill to effectively work is beyond us. But I don't expect that we will see anything before June, because they're going to very, very carefully craft the opinions. There will also be dissenting opinions. This is a biggie, and they won't rush this. I'd be shocked if we saw an opinion before June.
All right. Let's spend a minute on something that you've written about at Talkers.com and has been the subject of much discussion, the use of ethnic slurs. If we have this whole conflict with Miss Fluke, that wasn't ethnic. It was, I guess, a sexual slur. But the same thing can be said for some of the things that people say about various ethnicities. Should we be worried about this, those of us who do talk radio programs?
Only if the FCC caves as it's caved in many other instances. There are statements specifically from the FCC that says that these kinds of slurs and harsh language are permitted. This is free speech. This is not the kind of thing that the FCC is supposed to take action against. One of the reasons when Don Imus was knocked off the air, he was knocked off the air because his employer responded to people, to advertisers, but there were no violations of FCC rules, and because of that, he actually got paid. So this is the kind of thing, it's free speech. You may not like it, but it's free speech.
All right, there he is, the man who's in the know when it comes to the legal side of the issues of the day, attorney Stephen J. Wiseman here on The Countdown.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life. but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FlowJack, 855-4-FlowJack. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increase, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
What can we read in to what is being said? What do you hear? What do you think? Opinions, conversations, that's all what is before us, as usual. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into this half hour of our discussion about the issues of the day, the things that people seem to think are outstandingly interesting to talk about in terms of, at this moment anyway, your calls at 800-510-8255 are aimed at those who are running for the presidency. Here's Patrick in Kansas on Rick Santorum.
I actually met Rick Santorum when he came to Lenexa, Kansas, but I'm kind of disappointed. I mean, I'm a very strong conservative. I'm really disappointed in that he would, you know, drop out of the race or suspend the race. And, you know, it's just like, I'm not going to vote for Romney. I don't see there's any difference. Really, to me, there's no really difference between him and Barack Obama. So, I mean, I think he's going to lose a lot of conservatives. He's going to have a hard time trying to get the conservative vote. So, anyway, that's where I'm at with that. Newt Gingrich would have a better chance than Mitt Romney would. He's just too moderate, and you know, to me, there's no difference between him and really between him and Barack Obama. And I think a lot of conservatives feel the same way.
Yeah, well, check out what it means to be conservative. I keep saying that, and what is, I just don't get the problem. He's not Bill Clinton, not dynamic. It seems the Democrats are better at getting people out like that. Other than you can say Newt Gingrich was pretty good at rhetoric. But what about his delivery? I mean, what has he done? What can you look back on his record? Nobody seems to bring up what Mitt Romney did as governor of Massachusetts, which was actually pretty good. Speaking of Mitt Romney, he's come up with an amazing statistic. And Republicans inside and outside the campaign are doing their best to spread it around. 92% of all jobs lost during the Obama years have been lost by women. Amazing as it may be, it's a meaningful measure of the Obama economic record and its effects on women. How about that for an interesting conversation? 800-510-8255. So you women who think that it's great to have Obama as president, if you're a working woman, you look at the number of jobs that have been lost, almost all of them. If 92% of the jobs
that have been lost by women. That's an amazing, amazing statistic.
He has not created jobs. He's lost 800,000 jobs during his presidency. And by the way, do you know what percentage of those jobs lost were lost by women? Over 92% of the jobs lost under this president were lost by women. His policies have been really a war on women.
A man's session, he called it. In blaming Obama for turning the clock back 20 years on American women, that's what the campaign says, Republicans are hoping to counter the perceived advantage he has with female voters. It'd be interesting. This just holding people accountable for their record, Obama's record, Romney's record as governor. I think that's a pretty compelling combo, too. Never mind the way he looks, and he's stoic, and he's kind of stiff, and he's got a couple of bucks. What about results? 800-510-8255. Richard in Florida on Ron Paul.
Ron Paul, I believe, is the only conservative. I know he's a libertarian. And he will actually give the power back to the people. Romney, I don't think, can win. He's not a conservative. He's been a supporter of gun control, abortion, cap and trade, and it was his health care model that Obama used, you know, for Obamacare. The international globalist socialist, George Soros, said there'll be very little difference between Romney and Obama. All of those conservatives out there that think that Romney is a conservative, you know, they better look at his record. You know, he's not a conservative. He's an establishment Republican.
Whatever that means, I guess I am too. 800-510-8255. We used to call ourselves Rockefeller Republicans, 'cause what you want to do, Richard, stick your nose in my business in my house, and it's none of your business. How about we just think about the jobs, the economy, cost of gasoline, and forget everything else? You think that's what's really important? 800-510-8255. And on the job scale, again, what Romney has pointed out makes Obama look pretty bad. If you're a lady and you were supporting before Mr. Obama, does this change? Have you lost your job? And now you start to think, wait a minute, is this true? 800-510-8255. Speaking of ladies, my favorite daytime television program, it could be either Ellen or The View, but I like The View's points of view because they do like we do here, try to bring all sides together. But you know where everybody is, what their positions are on issues for sure. The ladies here discuss the story that most of the people who are working on the Obama campaign are white.
Diversity on his staff before, but I do want to point out there are 700 people that work in the Chicago office. This is only 80 of them.
Maybe it's the white 10%. I don't know.
Or maybe it was like Martin Luther King Day and they gave him the day off.
These are kids who could afford to volunteer.
That's right. That's probably
maybe that's what
it is.
You know.
Yeah, because that's what they say. A lot of these kids who volunteer are financially able to volunteer, and in the area it's kind of hard to find minorities who are able to take off work or have the financial.
But that's how we hear it all the time. You know, why don't you have more black people working for you? Well, it's not like we're going not you. You know. You get the best people. Sometimes they're white, sometimes they're Asian, sometimes they're black.
And you probably would face criticism if
no
the picture was quite different, right?
Listen, I kiss a white guy. People are like, oh, really? You know, I mean, it's like everybody's got something to say. He's got the people who volunteer to go in there and do what they do. You know, they're not always going to, nobody's all black or all white or have anything.
Will this put pressure on him, though, do you think?
Yes,
do you
think
they'll change?
Well, they'll try to.
Well, especially being in Chicago, because that's, everybody in Chicago is so proud of him. You got a lot of black people in Chicago.
Yeah.
So,
not in the picture.
They're just not in the picture, so you would expect to see some.
Yeah.
But I can understand if they can't find anybody and they can't afford to take off work to volunteer.
800-510-8255. I wonder how this thing about women losing the jobs is going to affect the poll numbers. It's interesting. North Carolina gives President Obama a 5-point lead over Mitt Romney at the moment. Republicans have to win that race there in that state in order to get into the White House. Obama leads Romney at the moment by 49% to 44%, according to the Raleigh-based public policy polling place. Largest lead he's had in the state, that is Obama. It's unlikely, though, he will end up taking North Carolina in the fall, according to these people. This is early. All these polls are pretty much meaningless. Isn't it what they always say? The poll that means the most, or the only poll that really means anything, is when you go to the polls on election day. And you find oftentimes that these polls are off, and often they're skewed because of the politics of those people. Like Gallup is a right-of-center polling organization. Zogby is a left-of-center polling organization, and the results most often reflect that. 800-510-8255. We're back and forth on Rick Santorum. Here's Pat, who wishes hopes that the supporters of those guys will go to Newt Gingrich.
I really did like Santorum, but my main backing was for Newt Gingrich. I do think that he's a very intelligent individual. I also think that he has had experience in the troubles and the trials that we're going through right now in our country. And I'm basically praying that the delegates for Rick Santorum now and his people, his supporters, will get behind Newt, because basically the votes for Santorum were against Mitt Romney.
All right. Still holding the candle of the flame for those guys. 800-510-8255. Don't forget, the president has been pushing the idea that the rich need to pay more in taxes. The definition of rich has come under fire, or under scrutiny, not under fire. Obama says he wants to tax people who make more than $250,000 a year, when in fact the stats suggest, even government stats, that you're not really considered rich unless you have about $1.5 million in cash. People who have less than that, today, $1 million isn't a lot of money, especially given what it costs to live. So at what point, if you're going to start the class warfare, where does it begin? At $250, $750, or $1.5 million? 800-510-8255. Let's see here. How about George in Virginia?
It's a tough call. Really, really didn't like Mitt Romney's position on many of the fronts. I think he lacks integrity, and it's going to be hard as a Republican to vote for Mitt Romney. I'm hoping that there's another alternative out there, but just can't see taking my Republican vote to him. I really think that the beauty of the party system is we do have two sides of the equation, and whereas the candidates try to get as many votes as they can, and they mold their character or their position based upon votes, it's really sad to see a guy like Rick Santorum that had the integrity to say, this is what I stand for, leave the race. And it just leaves us with not much option.
All right, sir. Thank you for expressing yourself. More of your calls coming up on who ought to be the Republican candidate, what's Barack Obama got going for him or not, as we continue to have the element of politics as the number one issue of the week here. It's 15 before the hour on the countdown.
This weekend, get a once-in-a-lifetime flooring deal at Lumber Liquidators once-a-year hardwood clearance sale. Get first-quality hardwood, laminate, and bamboo for 29 cents a square foot. Pre-finished bamboo, only 99 cents a square foot. Three-quarter-inch solid hardwood, an amazing $1.99 a square foot. On lots and closeouts from 19 cents a square foot. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't miss it. We're adding new deals daily and slashing prices till it's gone. This Friday through Sunday only. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
Grandpa!
Hey, Gary!
What appearance, sitting on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. Your mother grew up here.
I'm gonna have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy.
I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Hey, Kelly. So, who'd you hire to do your emails?
What? You know it's just me here.
Come on, I got your newsletter. Pretty fancy. Photos, coupons. Come on, who is it?
Oh, no one, silly. I use Constant Contact.
Really?
With ConstantContact.com, it's so easy. They make me look like $1 million, and the emails really work.
Oh, yeah?
It got you in here today, didn't it?
Touché.
ConstantContact.com. Plans as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial.
This is news from Killer Apps. I'm Brett Larson. Spring is here, and that means it's time to clean. Beyond closets, drawers, and shaking out rugs, don't forget to clean the things you've ignored the rest of the year, indoors and out. A little help from the right cleaning products will get your home ready. Take your refrigerator. When was the last time you cleaned it out? Wash surfaces with a solution of 3/4 cup of Clorox regular bleach per gallon of soapy water. Let the solution stand 5 minutes, then rinse and air dry. Bust out the Clorox disinfecting wipes to hit hard-to-reach spots like the top shelves of bookcases and the corners of cupboards. Heading outside to plant spring flowers, disinfect tools and pots to prevent the spread of any plant diseases or bacteria that might be lingering from last season. Wash and rinse pots and tools thoroughly, then soak for 5 minutes in a solution of 3/4 cup Clorox regular bleach per gallon of water. Rinse again to complete. For more spring cleaning tips like these, visit Clorox.com.
800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStefan.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. It's easy to do that. The inside info is at the listen box at DougStefan.com as well. Our discussion about the leaving of the campaign, Santorum out. What does that do to the candidacy of Newt Gingrich or Ron Paul or Mitt Romney? And in fact, the Obama supporters, what are you happy about? What are you not happy about? Given the job info that has splashed around from the campaign, the Obama people are going to have to work hard to counter that. It'll be interesting to see how they come up with a slice and dice there. Nancy's in the Big Island, Virginia. I don't know. Where's Big Island, Virginia, Nancy?
It's off of Interstate 81. It is between Lynchburg, Virginia, and Roanoke, Virginia.
Okay.
Little tiny rural area in this big world.
I hope there's some nice farms there.
There are. It's very pretty.
Great.
Very pretty here. Doug, what I wanted to say was it's very sad to me. I find it very disheartening at my age to hear so many people trying to divide this country. We're all human.
Yep.
We all are human, male and female. You know, the color of our skin has to do with the pigmentation of our skin, and we're all put somewhere for very specific reasons. And it's very disheartening to me to hear people divide people up according to the pigmentation of their skin. That has nothing to do with the individual. What has to do with the individual, I feel very deeply, is what's inside them, what's in their heart, what's driving them, what's motivating them. And it seems to me it would just turn this world around so much better if instead of people focusing on so much division, if they could focus on, you know what, What is the one factor that we're all about that's positive? We can take that factor, work together, and move it forward.
We got to think about that every day. Thank you, Nancy, for your comments on the discussion that came from The View about how many blacks are working on the Obama campaign or whites. 51 after the hour.
If you're not prepared, get PreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. Get PreparedExpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Survival gardening. Water filtration. Long-term food storage. Freeze-dried food. Heirloom seeds. Storm shelters. Survival communications. Solar power. Herbal medicine. Heating with wood. Living off junk. Home defense. Guns. Ammo. Negotiate for your life. Homeschool your children. Start your own home-based business. Get PreparedExpo.com. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds. Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Meet your USAPrepares.com instructors. Vincent Finelli, Jeff Olson, The Freeze-Dry Guy, John Moore, Matt Stein, Larry Pratt, Dr. Julie Pinnick, Beth Ann, David Christopher, Julia Shopping, Robert Allen, and over 30 more. GetPreparedExpo.com. Download program flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. GetPreparedExpo.com.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Michael Levine is here with us on the countdown with an overview of things from his perspective as a very important PR person. He runs LCO Online, lcoonline.com, celebrating over 30 years in business, helping a lot of the most well-known people in public relations terms, the stars, the PR people that handle I meant to ask you this a while back, and I'm sort of distracted by it. How often do you find a politician calling a PR firm looking for representation? Or, yeah, we expect it from so-called stars, entertainers, but who else uses services of a company like yours?
Corporate heads, movie and TV stars, politicians, sports heroes, everybody.
Really?
Yeah, and authors.
Mostly when they get into trouble, though, they come to you, right?
No, not at all. Fame is a currency in America. And when people are seeking public support, whether it be for a business or a political campaign or a movie opening, they recognize that the media is an indispensable element to getting that public support.
Yeah. All right. Well, they get it, and you get it. They pay you, but the media falls into it, following it as if oftentimes it were a news story, and then they don't get paid for running information. That's where a lot of people stumble: infomercials and stories that are paid for in newscasts, that you know, or placement, product placement in movies, like the new James Bond movie is no longer this as of this one being filmed now. His drink of choice is going to be Heineken because they paid for products. No more martinis stirred, not shaken. It's Heineken because they paid to be in the movie.
$45 million.
Woo! Wow.
Yeah, it's a significant amount of money, buddy.
Yeah, it sure is. My heavens, yeah. I had no idea it was that kind of dough.
Yep.
So, but you see it everywhere. That's the new, and so they have to, it is in a sense PR, but they got to pay for it.
Well, in the... in our industry, in the media PR industry, we have a saying. Advertising is what you pay for, and PR is what you pray for.
I'm trying to remember that. That's good. I like that. Let's work over the news media a little bit. The foibles of the coverage of the Trayvon Martin case bring around our focus again to these people that you're trying to influence, PR people trying to influence to get good stories out of the news media. That's the job. That's part of your job anyway. But in this case, there was no PR person handling Mr. Martin. I suppose maybe Al Sharpton was the PR guy.
Yeah, there are a lot. Listen, you have to, when you're trying to figure these stories out, you have to understand what do the speakers in these particular stories, what do the characters have to gain or benefit from their point of view? Will Reverend Al Sharpton and Reverend Jesse Jackson get paid a lot of money to be rabble-rousers?
Right.
So when you have these kinds of stories and it allows them to shake their fist and spit into the microphone, it increases their speaking fees. It increases their donations.
Who pays for them? Is it just because their speaking fees are then more valuable, or is there someone who's actually paying for them to do this?
Yes. So the system rewards outrageous remarks because they have an incentive. If I said to any one of your audiences, listen, your pay is going to be doubled next week if you said, your working conditions are hellish. If you said something outrageous, we would double your salary. Would you be willing to say something outrageous to double your salary? Of course.
Yep.
Of course.
Yeah.
You know, would you be willing to shake your fist in the air and scream around a microphone if we could double your salary? Of course you would. Yeah. Anyone would.
Yeah. So it's not like Keith Olbermann in a sense.
Yeah, beware of the black or white statements. We don't know what happened. The president had absolutely no business weighing in on the story. It was as stupid as when he weighed in on the story originally with Henry Skip Gates that led to the beer summit. He had no business, none, weighing in on the story. If you wanted to say, oh, well, I'm sorry there was a tragedy, and I hope our Justice Department looks into it, fine. But when he says that kid would look like my son, it implies a certain bias, a certain, he's supposed to be the president of all people.
Yeah, well, there you go. Michael Levine, who runs LCO, Levine Communication Office in Los Angeles. Also, check out his news website, lbnealert.com.